San Diego State University. Okay, so by the late 1970s, I was like Donzo with the San Fernando Valley. I mean, the traffic was like playing Frogger, but way scarier, and everyone was either honking, yelling, or both. So I packed my stuff. Well, okay, mostly just clothes and a few random things, and moved to San Diego. San Diego was so much cooler, literally. There's a beach, and no one seems to be in a rush to honk at you. Oh, and I enrolled at San Diego State University. It's this ginormous school where they teach you everything. Like, seriously, you could learn about bugs or stars or even how to speak French if you wanted to. At first, I didn't really know what to do, so I just signed up for random classes. It was like picking mystery flavors of jelly beans, except not as yummy. Then I remembered when I was that ski patrol guy, and I had to help people with broken bones. And not just tiny breaks, like full-on bones sticking out of their legs. Gross, right? But also kind of cool. So I took this class called Human Anatomy and Physiology, and whoa, it was intense. One day the teacher rolled in a real dead body. No joke, a whole human cadaver. The girls in class were like, "Imbo!" and ran out screaming, and I was like, "Well, guess I'm staying." Then I met this dude who said he was an exercise physiology major. I was like, "Exer what now?" And he told me it was about making people stronger and healthier with exercise. My brain was like, bing, because I had just started running and it made me feel like a total superhero. So I was like, sign me up for that. I worked super hard, like so hard, I thought my brain was gonna explode sometimes. And I ended up getting a master's degree. Yep, a master's degree. That's like being a wizard of exercise. Then in 1983, I got my first big kid job at this super fancy place called the Los Angeles Athletic Club. It was all shiny and posh, and I felt like I had to walk around with my pinky held high just to fit in. My job was to help people get in shape, and it was the best. Watching people go from "I'm so tired" to "I feel awesome" was like watching a caterpillar turn into a butterfly, except, you know, with more sweat. That's how I went from being a clueless class taker to a master of exercise wizardry. Pretty cool, right? And the rest, as they say, is history.